from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of making Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. We have a conflict when Tisha B'Av falls either on Shabbos and it's pushed off to Sunday, or when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, then how do you make Havdalah on Saturday night? You can't make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, so what should you do? Of course, there are two types of Havdalah. The Havdalah in the tefillah, in the davening, that we can always do. But we're talking about the Havdalah over the cup, al hakos. That's the question. There have been four suggestions over the centuries as to what we should do in this circumstance. Suggestion number one. The Bahalachos Gedolos suggest maybe we should do the following. He ultimately rejects this question, this answer, but this is what he says. Maybe we should make Havdalah early. After all, on Shabbos you can still eat. So as long as it's Shabbos, you can make Havdalah. Now you say, how can you make Havdalah on Shabbos? So the rule is, says in Gemara and Brachos, that Mispal Adam Shel Shabbos, Shel Motzi Shabbos, but Shabbos, when Havdalah Akos, you can make Havdalah on a cup and you can say the Ma'ariv even on Shabbos. Now, making Havdalah before sundown on Saturday, on Shabbos, does not mean that you're allowed to do work, but it means that you're exempt from Havdalah. You already made Havdalah, and then when the time actually comes, you can do work. So maybe we should do the same thing. Brilliant solution. The only thing is like this. Once you make that Havdalah, you're saying God distinguishes between Shabbos and Chol, the profane. What profane day happens as soon as Shabbos is over? Tisha B'Av. So as soon as Havdalah is over, what day is it? Well, it's sort of Tisha B'Av, but you still can't work, but it's sort of Tisha B'Av. Oh, if it's Tisha B'Av, you can't drink. So it's true, while you're making the Havdalah, it's a wonderful solution. But when you finish the Havdalah, you're still stuck. You're not allowed to drink. Once you've made Havdalah, you can't eat. It's already a fast. So we have to go to solution number two. This is the Bahalachos Gedolos. He says, look, you're supposed to make Havdalah on Saturday night, Sunday. But if you can't, then you make it on Monday. So you make it on Sunday night after the fast is over, and that's what you do. Comes the Ramban, says sort of analytically, he says, wait a second. What is Havdalah? What do you mean you're allowed to make Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday? Well, according to those who say that in the Gemara and Pesachim, that you have to make Havdalah on Sunday, either Saturday night or Sunday. So then you have to ask yourself a question. But if you can't, so then can you move it to Monday? If you say, however, that you can make Havdalah till Tuesday, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, that's part of the next week. But the first part, it is okay to make Havdalah in the first part of the week. The question is, what's the nature of that dispensation to make Havdalah for several days? Is it that really you're supposed to make Havdalah Saturday night, maybe Sunday? But if you missed it, you can make it up on Monday or Tuesday. Or do we say you have a long time to make Havdalah? You can make Havdalah on Saturday night. You can make it on Sunday. You can make it on Tuesday. Of course, you're not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah. It's right. If you didn't make Havdalah in your davening, then you shouldn't work before you do Havdalah. But let's say you did. Let's say you did eat. You still have to make Havdalah. You're supposed to make Havdalah. But why are you making Havdalah on Sunday, on Monday and Tuesday? Is it to make up for the Havdalah that you missed on Saturday night? Or is it that you have a long period? There's a great grace period in which to make Havdalah. If we say that Havdalah on Tuesday, or Havdalah on Sunday night is a make up for Saturday night, why should you make it up? You don't have to make it up. You're exempt. If you're exempt, you're exempt. The Rush brings an analogy to this. He says, let's say, God forbid, someone lost their parent, their loved one, on Shabbos. Shabbos is over. The funeral didn't take place yet. And then the funeral takes place on Sunday morning. So Saturday night, they can't make Havdalah because they're an Onan. They're in that very severe period before the burial. You don't do any mitzvos, certainly not Havdalah. You're not allowed to drink wine either. And so should they make Havdalah after the funeral? So they asked Rabbeinu Yehuda, one of their German rabbis, in Rashi's days, and he said, no, once I was exempt, I'm exempt. The makeup is only necessary if you were obligated to begin with. If you didn't have to take the SATs, you don't have to take the makeup on Sunday. If you have to take it, then you can make it up. So, but it's since the mourner doesn't have to, the mourner, name of the person before the funeral, does not have to make Havdalah. So even when the funeral's over, he still doesn't have to make Havdalah because he's exempt from the makeup. However, if we said that there's a continuous obligation, then he would have to. So if since Rabbeinu Yehuda from Germany says, when it comes to the mourner, the onen between the death and the funeral, once he's exempt, he never has to make it up. Maybe on Tisha B'Av, he shouldn't make it up either. So the Rosh says, no, it's different. You really are obligated in Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. It's just that you can't do it. But the obligation is still there. It's not the right time. You have to wait till later. So the Rosh agrees to the Bahag, you should make Havdalah when the fast is over. So we had the suggestion that what should you do? You should make Havdalah early. We said that's not a good suggestion. The Bahag said it's not good. We said maybe you should just do it on Sunday night when the fast is over. We have the Ramban who thought that you're exempt from Havdalah. Forget it, you don't need Havdalah. What's the halacha? So in fact, halacha is like the Bahag, like the Rosh says, that we make Havdalah on Saturday, on Sunday night. You can't make it on Saturday night, so we make it on Sunday night. The only thing is, it's a little different Havdalah than usual. You make Havdalah on Saturday night, you have spices. What are spices? To wake you up. Well, to make you feel better. Well, we don't want to feel better on Tisha B'Av. So we don't do the spices, not on Saturday night, not on Sunday night. The flame is not connected to any of this. The flame is a separate obligation to make a bracha over flames on Saturday night. Flame was invented by Adam Arishon on Saturday night. Various reasons. So therefore, the blessing should be made over the candle on Saturday night. We do it in shul, we can do it at home. That's all by itself. There's no cup, there's no Havdalah, there's just the blessing over the flame. And Sunday night, all there is just Pri Gafen, the whole Havdalah, like usual. Again, we don't skip the verses, Hinei Kel, the introductory verses we do not say. No spices, no candle. And Sunday night, we make the Havdalah. But the Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei, that's still done on Saturday night. And if, let's say, you're a woman or you forgot to say the Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei at Maariv, then you could just say, Baruch Hamavdi Ben Kodesh L'Chol. You just bless God, who distinguishes between profane and holy and profane. And then you can then proceed to do work. But don't forget, Havdalah is the matir. It permits you to eat. So if for some reason you had to eat on the fast, you didn't feel well, then you should make Havdalah before you eat. And on Sunday night, maybe usually you run to the refrigerator to have your favorite food after a fast. Not this week. This week, you have to make Havdalah first, and only then can you drink or eat anything. Thank you for joining us here, the Anshei Sefarad Beit HaLemeth congregation, for a discussion of Havdalah on Tisha B'Av. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, Parsha, and the how-to videos as well. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.